البيان راديو presents the following lesson live from مسجد الأزهر بأمه.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم يا معلم إبراهيم علمنا ويا مفهم سليمان فهمنا. اللهم فقهنا دينك وارحمنا واغفر لنا وتب علينا آمين. Inshallah, this is going to be the beginning of a few week series, inshallah, regarding the expiators of the sin, bi'iznillah azza wa jal. And these lessons will cover a range of topics, bi'iznillah azza wa jal. And these topics are about those deeds that expiate the sins that we attain. Now, no doubt about it, there is need for an introduction. And the introduction is that from day one, from the day you're born, and you are on a journey to Allah Azza wa Jal. You are on a journey to Allah Azza wa Jal. From the day you are born, and you are heading to your Creator. That's the reality of life. The reality is that you were not created to attain wealth, you were not created to attain status and children and the adornments of this world. The reality of it is that you were created to return to Allah Azza wa Jal with the best of deeds. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. He is the one who created life and death, or death and life, to test you as to which of you is best indeed. And He is the exalted and the mighty. But the reality of the fact is that we get distracted in our life. We get distant from Allah Azza wa Jal through sin, through acts that displease Allah Azza wa Jal, whether on purpose or you do it unintentionally. The person, he does actions that may displease Allah Azza wa Jal without realizing that this displeases Allah Azza wa Jal because of his desire to attain from the adornments of this world. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. That this life is but an amusement and an adornment. وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. And verily, no doubt about it, it's a delusion. That this life is a delusion. And in the hereafter, there is reward and there is punishment. Reward for the good deeds and punishment for your bad deeds. And on the day of judgment, everyone will be recompensed with the good deeds he done and with the bad deeds he done. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا. That on the day of judgment, verily every single individual will see the good deeds that it put forward and put before it on the day of judgment. وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. And the bad deeds that it done, it will see it on the day of judgment. But it will have a wish at the same time. This soul that sees its bad deeds on the day of judgment, تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. That you will wish that between itself, between the soul that done the bad deeds and the bad deeds and the evil that it done, is a great distance. Why? Because there is a recompense for the good deeds you do and for the bad deeds you do. And that's in the hereafter. And there is an effect on you as an individual in this life from the sin you do. Ibn al-Qayyim listed them very smoothly. There's obviously a lot more, but Ibn al-Qayyim put them in a few quick pointers. The effects of sin on the slave. From them is being deprived from knowledge. Because knowledge is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Knowledge is light. And light does not enter the heart that's full of sin. From it is being deprived of provisions. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man is deprived of provision because of the sins he commits. And from the effects of sin on the slave is that things become difficult for him in this world, in all his worldly dealings. Everything's just becoming hard. His work becomes hard. His day-to-day life becomes hard. Why? Because of sin. And the sinner, he will find the effect of it on his heart is that he will find darkness in his life, depression and anxiety. And how many of us have this in our lives, depression and anxiety and fear and darkness? And from it is that sin breeds another sin, which is a scary fact, is that when you do one sin, it breeds another sin until you cannot get out of doing sin. Sin breaks and destroys your willpower. So if you have willpower to do good, the more sin you do, the more your willpower decreases and increases into doing haram and sin. And when you do a sin, your heart blackens and darkens until it rusts, as Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. It starts as a dot. A sin starts as a dot in the heart. And the more sin you do, the more your heart hardens, the more it blackens, the more it rusts, the more it becomes distant from Allah Azza wa Jal. So we as the slaves of Allah Azza wa Jal, we as believers in Islam, we must repent consistently to Allah Azza wa Jal. We must ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness from our sins and do in good action so that Allah Azza wa Jal can forgive us our sins. And from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is that He has given His slaves opportunities and deeds to do that expiate sins in mass. So you may have millions and millions of bad deeds, but Allah Azza wa Jal, through His mercy, He has given us opportunities and deeds to do, simple deeds to do that will wipe your sin in mass. And I have been reading a hadith that I have been amazed with. And this hadith is something that needs to be studied and learned and implemented because of the benefits that it has in it. It's a hadith where there is a discussion between Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this discussion takes place in the dream of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we will find out shortly. This hadith is narrated on the authority of many a sahaba, but the hadith that we have chosen today is the hadith which is sahih, because there are some of these hadith that are not sahih, but this hadith is classified sahih by Al-Imam Al-Albani, and the rawi, or the one who narrated the hadith, is the companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, in which he says, احتبس عنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات غداة من صلاة الصبح حتى كدنا نتراءى عين الشمس فخرج سريعا فثوب بالصلاة فثوب بالصلاة فصلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وتجوز في صلاته. Now this hadith not only teaches us about the expiators of sins, but it has so many lessons and so many benefits we can benefit from. And the first of them is the straight away when Mu'adh ibn Jabal tells us what happens. What happened is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day was late for Fajr prayer. And the Sahaba are waiting. And now, unlike many of us, the Sahaba used to stand the night prayer. And most of the night they used to stand it in prayer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And you know, when you stand up and you have a long night's prayer, time comes for Fajr, you know that after Fajr you pray and you can rest a bit. But the Sahaba sat down and they waited quietly. Did they move? Did they make noise? 5 minutes went past. 10 minutes went past, 15 minutes went past, half an hour went past, almost an hour and 15 minutes went, they were about to see the sun. Yani shuruq was almost there, fajr was almost over. Did anyone stand up and knock on the door of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or say or do something so they can give a signal to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, you know, you're running late? Not a single voice, not a single movement. Nowadays, if the clock beeps and the sheikh hasn't got up from his office, you have people looking at him from the door. Like, sheikh, what's happening? Hurry up, get up. That's the manners of the Sahaba, and that's the manners of our time. Is that they did not stand and make noise and make any movement. That's the manners of the Sahaba. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out quick, rushing. He came out rushing. And then he told them to prepare for the salah, to make iqamah, and he prayed quickly. And he prayed his fajr prayer quickly. And then when he finished, the hadith continues, فَلَمَّا سَلَّمَ دَعَى بِصَوْتِهِ فَقَالَ لَنَا عَلَى مَصَافِكُمْ كَمَا أَنْتُمْ ثُمَّ انْفَتَلَ إِلَيْنَا فَقَالَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he finished his prayer, السلام عليكم, السلام عليكم, he said, as you are, do not move. As you are, do not move. عَلَى مَصَافِكُمْ. Then he turned around and he told the Sahaba. And in another narration of this hadith, the narrator says, كَأَنَّمَا عَلَى رُؤُوسِنَا الطَّيْرِ, that the Sahaba stayed so still that as though there was birds on their head. And this example is, you know, if there's a bird and you come closer, just come, it's far, 15, 20 meters away, and you come just walking, it flies away. So how still do you have to be for a bird to come and sit on your head? كَأَنَّمَا عَلَى رُؤُوسِنَا الطَّيْرِ. That's because of how much they have obedience to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to them, أَمَا إِنِّي سَأُحَدِّثُكُمْ بِمَا حَبَسَنِي عَنْكُمُ الْغَدَاتِ. I shall tell you, what distracted me from you, or what delayed me from coming out to Fajr prayer. إِنِّي قُمْتُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَوَضَّأْتُ فَصَلَّيْتُ مَا قُدِّرَ لِي فَنَعِسْتُ فِي صَلَاتِي فَاسْتَثْقَلْتُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I got up during the night and I made wudu and I prayed that which Allah azza wa jal allowed me to pray. And in this phrase is a benefit for every single one of us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of creation, the best of worshippers, said to his Sahaba, فَصَلَّيْتُ مَا قُدِّرَ لِي. He did not say, well, I prayed 4 hours of night prayer. I prayed, you know, 15 jizz of night prayer. I had 3 jizz of night prayer. I prayed 21 rak'at. مَا قُدِّرَ لِي. It's between me and my Lord. I had to tell you that I was praying. That's all you have to know. You don't have to know in detail. Nowadays, we like to show off our deeds. We like to show off our lifestyle. Yani the females, they make food at home, they have to put it on Facebook. The person, he gets a new car, he has to show the people. And little do you know that the eye is haq, envy is haq, the evil eye is truth. Hide yourself, cover yourself, protect yourself from evil, and protect yourself from riya. Protect yourself from riya. Because if you were to show off, maybe this will enter your heart and cause riya. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made wudu, prayed, and during his prayer, he got sleepy and he slept. And in this, there's another benefit, is that when you want to pray, there is no excuse. Wallah, I'm tired. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell asleep in his prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam got up until he fell asleep and prayed. So there's no excuse so you don't pray the night prayer. There's no excuse for you not to do good deeds. Do as much as you can, from what you can, however you can. And Allah azza wa jal will accept with the good intention. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says to the Sahaba, فَإِذَا أَنَا بِرَبِّي تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فِي أَحْسَنِ صُورَةٍ.
That Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah azza wa jal in his dream in the best of attire or the best image. And this point, the point of seeing Allah azza wa jal and to come up again, there's another attribute of Allah azza wa jal, which is the hand. As Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we accept it as it is in the form that Allah azza wa jal, in the form that suits His Majesty Allah azza wa jal, without negating, without translating, without imagining or depicting. We accept it and affirm it as it is and leave its explanation to Allah azza wa jal. It's that simple. We don't have to go into too much detail. How did he see Allah azza wa jal? And was there a physique? Khalas, we accept it as it is, without translating, without negating, without imagining, without depicting, and how it suits His Majesty. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah azza wa jal, and Allah says to Muhammad in the dream, Ya Muhammad, Ya Muhammad. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Rabbi labbaik. Yes, O my Lord. The Allah azza wa jal asks Muhammad, Fima yakhtasimu al-mala'u al-a'la. What is it that the highest ranking angels in the heavens are arguing or are discussing or are asking about? Allah Azza wa Jal is asking the Prophet, there's a discussion in the heavens, not on earth, not between the Sahaba, in the heavens, in the highest heavens, with the highest level of angels. There's a discussion. What is it that they're discussing, Ya Muhammad? What is it that they're asking about? What is it that they're arguing? And the answer of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an answer that we all must learn from. Ya Ibrahim, do you know what he said? Have a guess. Allah Azza wa Jal asked him, what is it that the angels are discussing or arguing over? What was his answer? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's reply was, Mafi? La adri, I don't know. I don't know. And the reason I asked is because I don't know. La adri. Nowadays, we pride ourselves to say, I don't know. This is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't know. There's a question. You don't know. I don't know. La adri. So Allah azza wa jal asks again, Fima yakhtasimu al-mala'u al-a'la. What is it that the highest ranking angels are discussing and arguing and speaking about? La adri. Fima yakhtasimu al-mala'u al-a'la. Qultu la adri. I don't know. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Fara'aytuhu, ay Allah azza wa jal. He sees Allah azza wa jal. Wada'a kaffahu bayna katifay. Hatta wajadtu barda anamilihi bayna thadiyay. That he's seen Allah azza wa jal put his hand on his back until he felt the coolness of his hand between his chest. وَعَرَفْتُ فَتَجَلَّى لِي كُلُّ شَيْءٍ وَعَرَفْتُ فَقَالَ يَا مُحَمَّدُ قُلْتُ لَبَّيْكَ رَبِّي قَالَ فِيمَا يَخْتَصِمُ الْمَلَأُ الْأَعْلَى قُلْتُ فِي الْكَفَّارَاتِ. So after Allah Azza wa Jal put his hand on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's back and he felt the coolness of his hand, there was, As is narrated, فَتَجَلَّ لِي كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. That Allah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understood and comprehended everything. Then Allah azza wa jal asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فِيمَا يَخْتَصِمُ الْمَلَأُ الْأَعْلَى. Now, Ya Muhammad, what is it that the highest ranking angels are discussing and arguing and asking about? Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew and he said, في الكفارات. And he only answered when he knew. He did not answer when he did not know. And this in it is a lesson for us, that we only talk when we know. He said, في الكفارات. To which he replied, the expiators, the deeds and the actions of worship that wipe away sins. And in another narration, في الكفارات والدرجات. And the درجات is that which raise you in ranks. So Allah Azza wa Jal asks the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ما هن؟ قلت مَشُّ الْأَقْدَامِ إِلَى الْجَمَعَاتِ وَالْجُلُوسُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِسْبَاغُ الْوُضُوءِ فِي الْمَكْرُوهَاتِ. قال: ثم فيما قلت إطعام الطعام ولين الكلام والصلاة بالليل والناس نيام. And these are what the next coming weeks is going to be revolved around, the kafarat. Allah Azza wa Jal asked him, what are the kafarat? What are these expiators, Ya Muhammad? What are these deeds that wipe away your sins? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, walking to the congregational prayer, sitting in the masjid after the prayer, waiting for the coming prayer, insisting on doing wudu during hardship, especially in the very cold weather, feeding in general and in specific to the poor and to the needy, softness and kindness to the people through speech and action, and praying in the night whilst others are asleep. This is going to be what our next week and the week after, inshallah, our lessons or our discussion is going to be about. These six deeds: walking to the congregational prayer, sitting in the masjid after the prayer and waiting for the coming prayer, insisting on doing wudu and during hardship, and especially in the very cold weather, feeding food to everyone, especially to the poor and to the needy, and having softness, kindness, and calmness towards people through your deeds and through your speech, and praying the night prayer whilst all others are asleep. What are so special about these deeds? What are so special about these actions that the angels above the seven heavens are discussing? Inshallah, in the coming weeks, we will discuss them. But before we finish, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by Allah Azza wa Jal in the continuation and in the ending of the hadith, قَالَ سَلْ. Allah Azza wa Jal tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَتَرْكَ الْمُنْكَرَاتِ وَحُبَّ الْمَسَاكِينِ وَأَنْ تَغْفِرَ لِي وَتَرْحَمَنِي وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ فِتْنَةً فِي قَوْمٍ فَتَوَفَّنِي غَيْرَ مَفْتُونٍ وَأَسْأَلُكَ حُبَّكَ وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربني إلى حبك. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I ask you to assist me in doing good actions, and I ask you to help me to stay away from sin, and I ask you and to love those whose hearts are close to you, and to forgive my sins, and to have mercy on me. And that if you wished for a nation to be trialed and be tested in their religion, then to take my soul without making me from those who are betested with them and saved from your punishment. And I ask you for your love and the love of those whom love you, and the love and to love all good deeds, and that to get me closer to your love. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his sahaba, إِنَّهَا حَقٌّ. Verily, it is the truth. It is truth. This dream is truth. It's not a narration that's made up. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Verily, it is revelation that comes down on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he told his sahaba, فَادْرُسُوهَا ثُمَّ تَعَلَّمُوهَا. Learn it. Implement it. Act upon it. And teach it in your life. Inshallah, we will meet next week to discuss these actions and the coming weeks. Bi-idhnillah Azza wa Jal. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to have mercy upon us. And I thank you for listening carefully and attentively. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.